This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sandostatin LA, octreotide, as acetate. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Sandostatin LA. The information in this leaflet was last updated on the date listed on the final page. More recent information on the medicine may be available. You should ensure that you speak to your pharmacist or doctor to obtain the most up-to-date information on the medicine. You can also download the most up-to-date leaflet from www.novartis.com.au. Those updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you having Sandostatin LA against the benefits they expect it will give you. If you have any concerns about having this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What Sandostatin LA is used for? Sandostatin LA is a long-acting form of Sandostatin injection. It is injected into the buttocks once every 4 weeks, instead of having frequent injections of the short-acting Sandostatin under the skin. Sandostatin LA is used to treat acromegaly. In people with acromegaly, the body makes too much growth hormone, which controls the growth of tissues, organs, and bones. Too much growth hormone leads to enlargement of the bones, especially of the hands and feet. Other symptoms include headaches, increased sweating, tiredness, numbness of the hands and feet, pain and stiffness in the joints, and loss of sexual function. By blocking the excess growth hormone, Sandostatin LA can relieve many of these symptoms. Sandostatin LA is used to relieve symptoms of certain types of cancer, such as carcinoid tumor and VIPoma. By blocking hormones that are overproduced in these conditions, Sandostatin LA can relieve symptoms such as flushing of the skin and severe diarrhea. Sandostatin LA contains octreotide, a man-made medicine derived from somatostatin. Somatostatin is a substance found in the human body which controls the effects of certain hormones such as insulin and growth hormone. Sandostatin LA is used instead of somatostatin because its effects are stronger and last longer. Sandostatin LA is used to treat advanced neuroendocrine tumors located in the gut, ink appendix, small intestine, or colon. Neuroendocrine tumors are rare tumors which can be found in different parts of the body. Sandostatin LA is also used to control the growth of these tumors when they are located in the gut, ink appendix, small intestine, or colon. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Sandostatin LA has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another reason. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. It is not addictive. There is very little information on the use of this medicine in children. Before you have Sandostatin LA, when you must not have it. Do not have Sandostatin LA if you have an allergy to octreotide, the active ingredient in Sandostatin LA, or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not have Sandostatin LA after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. In that case, return it to your pharmacist. Before you have it, tell your doctor if you have any of the following medical conditions: gallstones now or in the past, or experience any complications like fever, chills, abdominal pain, or yellowing of your skin or eyes, as prolonged use of Sandostatin LA may result in gallstone formation. Problems with your blood sugar levels, either too high, diabetes, or too low, hypoglycemia. Problems with your liver. A history of vitamin B12 deprivation. Problems with your blood pressure. Problems with your thyroid. Your doctor may want to take special precautions if you have any of these conditions. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medicines to control blood pressure, beta blockers, or calcium channel blockers, or agents to control fluid and electrolyte balance. Dose adjustment may be necessary. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant, or wish to breastfeed your baby. There is not much information on the use of Sandostatin LA during pregnancy or breastfeeding. If it is necessary for you to have this medicine, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks involved. They may recommend that you use a method of contraception to prevent pregnancy during your treatment. It is not known if sandostatin LAR passes into breast milk. Breastfeeding is not recommended during treatment with sandostatin LAR. If you have not told your doctor about any of these things, tell him or her before you have sandostatin LAR. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and sandostatin LAR may interfere with each other. Some of these medicines include bromocriptine, a medicine which is also used to treat acromegaly, medicines for diabetes, cimetidine, a medicine for ulcers, cyclosporin, a medicine used to suppress the immune system, quinidine, a medicine used to prevent irregular heartbeats, medicines to control blood pressure, beta blockers, or calcium channel blockers, agents to control fluid and electrolyte balance. You may need to take different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while having sandostatin LAR. How sandostatin LAR is given. Your doctor or nurse will inject sandostatin LAR into your buttocks. How much is given? The usual starting dose of sandostatin LAR is 20 mg, injected every 4 weeks. After about 3 months, the dose may be lowered to 10 mg, or increased to 30 mg depending on how you respond to it. Depending on your condition, you may also need to continue injecting short-acting sandostatin under the skin for about 2 weeks after your first injection of sandostatin LAR. Your doctor will tell you if this is the case. If you receive sandostatin LAR for the treatment of neuroendocrine tumors located in the gut, the usual dose is 30 mg every 4 weeks. Your doctor will decide how long you should be treated with sandostatin LAR. If you forget to have it. If you forget to have your injection, have it as soon as you remember, and then go back to your normal schedule. It will not do any harm if your dose is a few days late, but some of your symptoms may come back temporarily until you get back on schedule. If you are given too much, overdose. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following signs that the dose of sandostatin LAR is too high. Some of the symptoms of an sandostatin LAR overdose may include hot flashes, fatigue, depression, sad mood, anxiety, lack of concentration, and needing to pass water more frequently than usual. If you are taking short-acting sandostatin injected under the skin, overdose symptoms may include changes in heartbeat, dizziness, lightheadedness, severe radiating chest pain, change in attention, uncoordinated movement, pain under the rib cage, right side, distended stomach, yellowing of the skin and eyes, fever, severe upper stomach pain with nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, feeling lethargic, weight loss, stomach pain and discomfort, brown colored urine and clay colored stools, nausea, weakness. No life-threatening reactions have been reported after an overdose of this medicine. While you are having sandostatin LAR, things you must do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. If you must have this medicine for a long time, your doctor may want to check your blood sugar, gallbladder, thyroid, and liver function from time to time to prevent unwanted side effects from happening. If your doctor recommends it, make sure you use a method of contraception to prevent pregnancy during your treatment. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while you are receiving this medicine. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are having sandostatin LAR. Tell any other doctor, dentist, or pharmacist who treats you that you are having sandostatin LAR. Things you must not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem to be the same as yours. Do not use it to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving, operating machinery, or doing jobs that require you to be alert until you know how sandostatin LAR affects you. This medicine may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or weakness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive or do anything else that could be dangerous. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are having sandostatin LAR. All medicines can cause side effects. Sometimes they are serious, but most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing, severe pain, tenderness or swelling in the stomach or abdomen, which may be accompanied by fever, nausea, and vomiting, yellowing of the skin and eyes, loss of appetite, generally feeling unwell, itching, light-colored urine, symptoms of a possible problem with your liver, pancreas, or gallbladder, symptoms of low blood glucose, hypoglycemia, including sweating, trembling, dizziness, weakness, hunger, palpitations, feeling of fast or irregular heartbeat and fatigue, symptoms of high blood glucose, hyperglycemia, including lethargy or tiredness, headache, thirst, passing large amounts of urine, and blurred vision, symptoms of changes in the activity of the thyroid gland, hyper or hypothyroidism, including changes in heart rate, appetites or weight, tiredness, feeling cold or sweating too much, anxiety or swelling at the front of the neck, unusually slow or fast heartbeat, thirst, low urine output, dark urine, dry flushed skin, increased bleeding or bruising, could be low level of platelets in blood. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following side effects and they worry you: pain, irritation, redness, rash or swelling at the injection site, loss of appetite, indigestion, nausea or vomiting, cramps, feeling of bloating or wind, constipation, diarrhea, or other change in bowel motions, abdominal pain, headache, temporary hair loss, changes in the rhythm of your heartbeat, shortness of breath, weakness. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may happen in some people. After using Sandostatin LAR, storage. If you have to store Sandostatin LAR at home, keep the vials in the original container until it is time to use them. If you are storing the vials for longer than 1 day, keep them in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze them. You can remove Sandostatin LAR from the fridge and store it below 25 degrees Celsius on the day of injection, but it must be kept in the original outer carton to protect it from light. The suspension must only be prepared immediately prior to injection. Sandostatin LAR carton contents should reach room temperature, 20 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees Celsius before preparation. A minimum of 30 minutes is required. If any vials have been left out of the fridge for longer than 1 day, 24 hours, do not use them. The reconstituted suspension contains no preservative. This medicine is for single use in one patient only. Discard any residue. Keep the medicine where children cannot reach it. Disposal. If your doctor stops your treatment with this medicine, or you find that the expiry date has passed, or the vials have been left out of the fridge for too long, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine you have left over. Product description. What it looks like. Sandostatin LAR is a white-to-white with yellowish tint powder packed in a glass vial. The diluent is a clear, colorless to slightly yellow or brown solution. Each box of Sandostatin LAR contains one vial of powder, a glass syringe of diluent, to mix with the powder, a vial adapter and safety injection needle. Ingredients. Sandostatin LAR vials contain 10 mg, 20 mg, or 30 mg of the active ingredient, octreotide, as acetate. They also contain mannitol, polyglactam glucose. The solution in the syringe contains mannitol, carmelose sodium, poloxamer, water for injections. Sponsor. Sandostatin LAR is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-671-203. Website, www.novartis.com.au. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in August 2020. Australian registration numbers. Sandostatin LAR 10 mg vial. Ostar 227962. Sandostatin LAR 20 mg vial. Ostar 227963. Sandostatin LAR 30 mg vial. Ostar 227964. Internal document code SMSL 210820C.doc, based on PI, SMSL 210820I.doc.